Thank you for joining us for the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises.
MassMEP understands that there are so many elements to a manufacturer's business, whether it's finding their inefficiencies, strengthening their internal processes, or unlocking their growth that can extend a manufacturer beyond its current limitations.
Every episode, take a journey with us as we talk with manufacturers, legislature, subject matter experts, and so many more as we head down the path of manufacturing across the state of Massachusetts.
Whether we're in the Northeast,
Southeast,
Central or Western regions of the Commonwealth,
every episode will explain more about manufacturing and what's happening in your own backyard. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast. I'm Haley Steele.
And I'm Kevin Tata.
So did you come down off of our 100th episode?
I know. It feels like it's been a while.
It does. It has been. Yeah, it's been a long time. It's been over a month since we've done a podcast.
That's insane. Mm-hmm. The viewers are wondering what happened. The listeners are wondering what happened.
You know? Yeah. They were getting a little worried. There was some, what are they called? They all APBs went out. Asking, what happened to Kevin? Is he out with the toasters and the babies? So.
Yep. Of course, yeah. Busy signing, busy giving my signature to everybody.
Yeah, well, we have been busy. We got a lot of things that have been going on. But today we are here for our podcast. We actually have first time with us, and it's great when we have a new guest in. Sometimes they come in and they are like, okay, I got it. And then other times they come in and go, wait, what? We're doing this today? And we go, yep. And so we like to do a little bit of a sneak attack sometimes because it kind of throws you off. So it makes you a little bit more relaxed. But we would like to welcome with us today our grants manager, Kim Hunter. Welcome, Kim.
Yes, not to be confused with one. I am grants manager, too. Yes, I am grants manager, too, here at MassMEP. And thank you for having me.
You're welcome. I almost was in a bit of a moment where I'm like, this is from what's the movie with Mike Myers, Austin Powers?
Oh,
who does number two work for? Like when he's in the one scene, and I was like, grants manager two, like that's high level though, right? Like
I don't know which direction it means.
Okay, I thought maybe you had special like security clearances, like where what buttons can you push? What rooms can you get into that we can't? You know. One of those kind of things. We weren't quite sure.
Yeah, me neither. So let me know when you figure that out.
Just start going around the office and just swiping your badge at the door just to see what you can and can't get into.
Where can this get me? Yes.
Yeah. Well, welcome. Thanks for joining us. So Kim is with us today. Kim is here to talk about funding, and she will get into that a little bit more and all the aspects of funding, what it is, why it exists, how you get it, how you find information on it, and all things funding. So, Kevin, are you prepared? It has been quite a while. So what do you have for us regarding an icebreaker?
I am prepared. It's not too out there.
Go easy on me.
It's kind of straight up. It's pretty easy, I think. It is, if you could choose any one celebrity to have dinner with, who would you choose? Oof. Pretty straightforward, not as difficult as some past icebreakers. Honestly, my heart was going to James Earl Jones just because of his passing yesterday, and
that's what came to my mind too.
Yeah, so I mean, I would pick him. Maybe I'll save that for you, but I think if I'm gonna start things off, I'd probably go with Denzel Washington. Ooh, another actor, another great actor, fantastic. Specifically from Remember the Titans. Give me that year of Denzel Washington to have dinner with. He's great.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's a good one. Okay. Yeah, Denzel Washington's good. James Earl Jones, I mean, just to hear like Mufasa speaking.
Right.
like
or Darth Vader
or like, Darth Vader.
Oh my god!
To me, that would be just to sit there. I don't know whether I would say anything because I would just be mesmerized by what they were, you know, what he was saying. You know, that voice is just so iconic.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, it's that was pretty impactful. I mean, that would definitely be someone I would have picked too because it was.
I
feel that loss today. So.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would go with that really because you know it's such a beautiful, beautiful.
I like it.
And I did. I read about his. I mean, what did they call it? He won one of everything. There's a certain term for someone when they win an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar.
It's an EGOT.
Thank you. Yeah, he was an EGOT. So I think that's also pretty fascinating. So I'm like, yeah, that's pretty impressive of a life that he's had in that world. So I'm in.
I agree.
Yeah.
I like it.
What are you thinking, Haley?
I would go. Okay, so this is, I would either go with Carol Burnett or Joan Rivers.
Ooh.
Because Joan Rivers, because of her comedy and her sass.
Mm-hmm.
And I can find comfort in that. I love people that are, that are, what's it called? I don't know. Like, her or Carol Burnett, because I just enjoy laughing. So somebody that makes me laugh, somebody that would make me laugh. Yeah. She used to do that.
Yeah. And for those, of course, is a podcast, so no one can see me wiggling my ear, but
yeah. Yeah. But it was, that was her sign to, was it her mom or somebody in the audience? Like she would used to do this
at the end.
At the end of the show, as she was closing out her show. Funny. Yeah. As all get up, like anybody that would just make me laugh a lot, I would love. There's another person that I find a lot of humor in, and I would definitely, I'd love to have dinner with him, but he charges people to have dinner with him, and I'm not paying the kind of money he charges. So I just listen to his podcast because he's entertaining and funny. So
who is this?
His name is Jeff Lewis. He is a designer. He's done shows called Flipping Out. He's done what was the latest show? Hollywood House Lift. And he's just the same way. He's very I can't the non-sleep thing is really getting to me today. he's very sarcastic. And so I love anybody with any real serious sharp tongue and sarcasm is right up my alley.
I could see that.
I don't know, Kevin, right? Like, boy,
I think that's spot on.
What a fit.
I love it. The only thing, you know, I'm trying to think. Joan Rivers, the only thing that I've seen her in, not specifically seen, but like she was a voice actor for, was Spaceballs.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And a little clue about myself is probably one of my favorite all-time movies. Like,
it's one of my dad's. Yeah.
All-time favorite movies. It ruined Star Wars, which, hey, we're bringing it all back again. We're back together.
Yeah.
Kind of ruined Star Wars because, you know, once you see Spaceballs, you can never go back.
Yeah, right? Exactly. No, I love it.
The power of the Schwartz.
Rick Moranis as the what's he, Barf.
Yeah, Rick Moranis is the one. He's Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Oh, Darth Helmet. That's right.
Darth Helmet.
That's
what
it's called. Darth Helmet. Yeah. That's what it was. Yeah.
Dude, we could turn this into a Spaceballs podcast if we're really.
Oh, I'm in.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Exactly. I'm sure they didn't get a lot of funding to do that movie, though. I'm sure that was all.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought it looked
pretty good.
Pretty sure
the states. Yeah, pretty sure the state didn't fund those kind of movies. Pretty sure they're on the Paramount budget right there.
Yeah, right. Well,
or whoever did the movie. Sorry, whoever.
Yeah. Well, we can lead into the funding conversation with merchandising.
Merchandising. That's great.
Well, oh my God, I love it.
That's great. Well, It is not the Spaceballs podcast.
No,
We're in the funding podcast, unfortunately. And we all know that funding can be really broad and almost overwhelming for manufacturers at times if they don't know where to go, don't know the information that they need to access this funding. So, Kim, could you please give us an example of what we mean when we say funding, what MassMEP means?
Yeah, I think we also mean a few things. So we currently, a lot of what we do at MassMEP is work with Massachusetts state funds, both through the quasi-state agencies of ComCorp, Commonwealth Corporation, and MassTech. So both of those are quasi-state companies, but they're also nonprofits. They get funding from the state of Massachusetts, and they kind of manage these funding streams for the state of Massachusetts. So we are basically pretty well versed on how to help companies work with both of those ComCorp, Commonwealth Corporation, and MassTech, and the funding streams that they have available for corporations and businesses, manufacturers, to use to, in the case of MassTech, they have funding that's available for capital, either through their, they call it their MMAP grant or their M2I2 grant. They also have a cyber grant. And then ComCorp, they have a couple of options. They have workforce training funds, basically, and they use an express grant or a general grant. So, and those funds are something that's predominantly what MassTech uses a lot of those, both of those funding sources, they're state funding sources. And that's one level of funding that's available. If you're in Massachusetts, it's, I would say, pretty friendly for funding businesses. So especially through the lens of workforce training, you can get a lot accomplished, which is what I love about MassMEP. Through the lens of learning, you're able to elevate your business, right? So you can take a small amount of money, which is really the idea of the workforce training fund, right? You take this money, you work, you send it with MassMEP staff, you basically can then now make, you can easily double your money, and it's usually more. I think what are we 18 to 1?
18 to 1. Yeah, I was just
thinking our investment, right? So it's pretty amazing. I mean, those are the funding sources that we work with predominantly, but we also try to find other funding sources. And if you're a manufacturer, never mind just the what's available in the state of Massachusetts, there's other ways to look for funding through and these are like grant funding, meaning that it's not a loan. It's not, so it's not necessarily something you have to pay back. Sometimes you do have to show a match, which means that you have to show that there's a equal amount of private investment to whatever that something, whether it's the federal agency or state agency is going to give to you. But those are all potential available options. So there's a lot out there right now, particularly right now, I would say in clean energy. I know you'll probably ask me more questions, but there's certain areas that become hot topics, right? In areas where, for good reason, we really want to invest more money in, and you can see that there's funding behind that. So so it's an exciting time to be in grants right now. Actually, there is a lot of funding opportunities out there for manufacturers. So
for me, curiosity wise, obviously it's an election year.
Yes.
And so
exactly.
Have you seen in your experience, does that affect funding? Like, does it affect it one way or another? Like, do you see that maybe funding that might be available today could possibly go away if it changes, or if it doesn't, it's going to change, right?
All of that comes into play for sure. But a lot of times the funding sources are set into place years in advance, right? Okay. So they're going on a 5-year plan that they're going to, and unless something gets cut, they're going to, issue this funding opportunity every year for the next 5 years. So there's It really depends on the source of the funds, right? So if some of them are definitely more prone to being politically influenced than other ones. So it really does, it does depend, so on the funding source.
Do you, so I have to ask this question. You say that, you know, to go and find the grant opportunities. Is there like a grants.com website where you go and
It
what you
will.
find? Like, I mean, I'm curiosity, you know what I mean? I'm like, she's like, hey, you just go and find these grants. And I'm imagining you like going and Googling like what grants are available.
Sure.
How
There
do
is.
you do it?
So, well, yeah, from a federal level, there are grants available under, it's not grants.com, it's grants.gov.
Oh, there we go.
So, and there you go. So you nailed it. Nailed
I
it.
wasn't far off. Yes. I love it. That's great.
And that is a great place to actually go and kind of check out what's available. And it's at this point, all the kind of the search mechanisms have been improved to the point where you can put in a couple buzzwords, you know, manufacturing, and kind of put your type of, if you're a for-profit, nonprofit, whatever you are, you put your buzzword, the type of business that you are, and you go, you know, submit and see what's out there. The tricky part is obviously always vetting any of the, what they call them, notice of funding opportunities or NOFOs, or that's at the federal level, to see what's out there. There's also things, you know, there's so many other things that are out there as well, like challenges besides federal government, right? So sometimes you do, and they may not be on grants.gov. So like energy may, the Department of Energy may have something on a challenge on a different website. And there's a few other websites. And really some Google searches will usually get you in the right places. So Google's not, you know, it is your friend to use for sure. I would say that's a good thing. There are a lot of, besides Mass MEP, you know, you can always, we're always looking for our office, our grants department here at Mass MEP. We're always kind of keeping our eye out for what's available for funding. We have our own internal list that we kind of keep track of, you know, seeing what's out there, what's trending, both for ourselves, for grants that we can get as Mass MEP, which is a big part of what I do, so that we can then distribute funding and distribute services or distribute something and provide more, more services to the manufacturers in Massachusetts. So I also work on that side of things too. So as a nonprofit, we tend to be eligible for certain kinds of grants that maybe a for-profit might not be, right? So that's where people can work through us. It's always best to also see, to check in with Mass MEP to see what we've got available. There may be programs that we're, and I know there are some that are going to be launching, right? That will be able to work with certain manufacturers because we've gotten funding under a certain guise of, you know, whatever, whether it's clean energy or just small businesses or whatever that is. You know, if you fit the parameters, we may be able to provide additional services that we wouldn't normally be able to do because we've now been able to enhance our capacity by having these other funding sources for us. But that's funding for nonprofits and for us as Mass MEP, as a nonprofit here to help. But manufacturers separately are eligible to look for funding because now more than ever, I've seen actual grants available for-profit companies, right? So especially when you're talking about energy, right? So when you're talking about saving energy, you know, going direct through the Department of Energy for a grant, that's a possibility, right? You know, whereas before you'd always had to have an intermediary. Now, not so much. So there's so many opportunities. I can get lost. There's just so many things that are out there. You know, I actually could probably talk for hours on this now that I'm thinking about it. I've been in grants for so long, whether it's whether it's in the health or education and manufacturing. It's just, yeah, it's a long, long time. A couple decades or so, maybe three.
That's a, and it's so important to have people on Mass MEP's staff who has that expertise, you know, and we're always there to help them. So if anybody needs help starting these processes, please reach out to us through the contact us link.
Absolutely.
Through our bio, for sure. What's some advice that you would give to manufacturers who are just starting to explore these funding options?
Well, obviously contact us. Right. That'd be the first thing. I think working even through a business development advisors, one of our business development advisors, they have such a high level view of what kind of funding mechanism might make sense. So beyond just grants, right?
Right.
You know, there's whether it's loans or other forms of raising capital that you're looking at. That's why, you know, I have my narrow window of expertise in terms of funding and finding resources and leveraging resources. But in terms of the bigger picture of what might make sense for a particular project or whatever your goals are, I would say we have some amazing resources with it. And that's why I do really like working with our BDAs. They take a holistic view of what you're trying to accomplish, getting to, you know, growth basically, and what you're trying to do. And they'll look at it and say, okay, maybe, you know, look for these funding opportunities that we like to behind the scenes, make sure the BDAs know about. So we're there on our Monday morning meetings, you know, if something's coming up, or we'll let the BDAs know that there's maybe a funding opportunities out there or whatever. So they're aware of what might be out there, and we make sure to present what's out there so that they have a big picture of those mechanisms in addition to any other funding types there could be, you know, whether it's loans or capital raises or any of those other mechanisms, right? So or going after grants, right? So those are all kinds of options. I do suggest, so MassMEP is one. There are other state resources, I think, out there. And again, any of the partners, we work with so many different partners, which is the other reason why I still say start with MassMEP.
Yeah.
Because even if it's not us, we will point you into another direction to say, hey, go to the Small Business Development Center, go to, you know, if you're looking for a small business grant, right? So we might say, go to the state office that's got this, that has the expertise with this particular grant funding source, right? So if it's not us, we will point you in the right direction. So really it's, and I do like that term of, in a way, of being a one-stop shop for manufacturing and to kind of help them steer them at least in the right direction.
Yeah.
Because it can be overwhelming. I do think, like, you know, you're taking on a big project, you're looking to grow. I know, like, even when we're working with the M2I2 companies that are trying to scale, they're getting into manufacturing for the first time. That's a lot. And what's available and what's out there for money. And it's a lot to make that transition and to be supportive of that. And to then, you know, okay, MassMEP kind of comes in and connects the different partners that we have, and then we connect them with Comcor funds to kind of help them with their layouts as they scale, and, you know, all of those things that we can offer. It's really, we're really a good place to start.
Yeah. Well, I think what's good about it is there are a lot of the small, obviously we work with a lot of small to medium sized manufacturers, and because they're what we consider small to medium size, which is under, you know, under 100 is small, and under 500, like, we like the 100 to 250 is really what we would consider small to medium, but they don't have the experts on staff to be able to do that. We do.
Right.
So it's what you saying, like, we're the one-stop shop. It does afford them the opportunity to then tap into that resource, which is us, to say, okay, how can they help me? What do I need to do? Do you think that a lot of these companies, or do you ever hear a lot of companies saying something along the lines of, maybe I don't qualify for grants? Like, do you think that's a big myth that a lot of companies think of, that, oh, it's grants, which they think of as free money, right?
Yeah.
Technically it's not free money, but they contribute to it in some way, or shape or form it could be, right? The funding. Sure. Do you hear that a lot where they're kind of like, it's a little kind of scary?
Yeah, I do hear that. And it's so funny because people are like, oh, you know, sometimes they look at my job and they're like, oh, you work in like grants as if it's some kind of a burdensome thing. And I'm like, no, I love this.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. You
know? Like, I'm like, I guess I don't look at the potential requirements or whatever you might call strings attached as being usually as overwhelming as other people might see them.
Yes.
Right. So,
yes.
I mean, and maybe it's because I look at, you know, yeah, I don't look at it that way. I guess I see it as, you know, usually a funder is going to be pretty clear with what they expect right up front. Right. And as long as you're just have it in a separate Excel file and you just keep track of it and, you know, you do whatever, you just do your reporting or whatever. And you just, it's usually not that overwhelming. When I started grants, I have to say, and maybe it's an old fashioned kind of mentality.
Yeah.
Grants used to be very burdensome. There's no question. Narratives, you had to like write like books like of documentation and narrative in order to kind of complete a grant. Your budgets were pages and pages.
Oh.
Now, so many of what the people I think who are reviewing grants have realized, we also have to read this and we have to. And they really are like, let's get to the point, right?
Yeah.
Ask for deliverables, and they're more deliverable based. And companies are used to working with, okay, we've got a KPI, we've got a show that we've done this to this. So, and it's actually one of the things I like about grants is because, you know, usually in the process of writing an RFP, whether or not you get it or not, you've had to kind of create a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've had to actually. And usually the structure of when you're going to ask for money requires you to follow some format in order to get to this plan. So by the time you finish writing a grant request, mm-hmm. you've got a pretty solid plan in hand. Whether or not you get the money, you've had to put the thought and effort and energy into actually developing a plan for what you're going to do. So whether you shop it around to a different funding source, you've now at least put like, you've given it legs, right? You've given it the ability to kind of, if it's well thought out. I mean, if you've got something and it's, and there's a good, you know, and there's a good purpose and you've thought about it and there's a good plan behind it, there's likely to find something somewhere that you can find a way to fund it. It's just a well thought out plan is fundable, right? I think that goes for whether it's a grant funding or for private equity, right?
Like,
you know, so it's all kind of that same mentality. So it's just having a plan and really thinking about it, make sure you have all the partners in place and you've got a sound budget, right? Like you're not just, you know, making stuff up. So, which I think happens a lot more now, like you're actually creating a solid plan and the funders can look at it and be like, no, this makes a lot of sense. We want to get behind this. We want a piece of this. We want to see you grow. So, and I think that's, I think it's worth the effort now, maybe. Yeah. And I do think you're right. Before, it used to be a little bit more burdensome. And now everybody who's in grants is like, okay, no, we want to keep this as easy as possible.
Yeah.
Right. Like we don't want it to be burdensome. They think about the amount of time and investment that it takes to fill out reports and all of that. So, and they don't want it to be, they don't want it to be that crazy. So, better.
Good. So what would be, if you could give them three really important key pieces that they can remember that are simple for them to be like, okay, this makes sense. Bite size. We always say you can't eat an elephant in one bite. So you have to take it each bite at a time. Your top three things that you would give them that you want them to know, to remember about just either funding or the grant process or anything along those lines.
Yeah. All right. So I would say the first one, let's make sure that your business is in good standing, right? Let's make sure that you have everything, that everything's, no one's going to find something that, you know, you've got some problems with yours, and make sure your certificate of good standings or everything is in place. Right. So all of that should be check that box before you go into anything. And I do think that the second thing is to actually, like really don't expect it to be free money. I think that's also right. That it isn't free, but the asks are usually realistic, right? So, you're going to put in the effort, some effort, but it's going to be realistic. People are going to want a good story out of it, at least at the minimum. And I guess the last one is it's worth it. If you've got an idea, shop it. Like, yeah, put it out there. Go just do a little couple searches, see what there is out there. Contact us. It's worth it. It's worth it to kind of reach out and see what's out there for your idea.
Yeah. All right. That's why you're a two, Kim, not a one. This is why you're a two.
I don't know about that, but
you just sold it. You sold being a number two, not just a
all
number.
Right. Yeah. Or whatever that means.
I know.
Yeah, take it for what you want.
Yeah. Right. That's that government thing. I, you know, like when you're a quasi, you kind of go, sure. You know, that's, I guess that's how they put you into the category. So yeah, that's good. Oh, that's great. So, thanks for doing this. We appreciate it. Yeah.
Anytime.
Yeah. It's good to have you. So Kevin, now you're going to start maybe considering going over to write grants.
Oh yeah, definitely. I'll be writing some hefty grants.
You can be number three.
Grants manager three.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I like the ring to that.
Oh my gosh, that's great. Yeah, no, we're good. We're good over here on the creative side where we can use a little BS here and there where we need to and fluff things and make them all warm and fuzzy and right, shuffle things around. Right, Kevin?
Oh yeah, I love it.
Yeah. I couldn't do the structure, but no, that's good. Well, thanks, Kim. We appreciate it. It's great information for the manufacturers to have.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, what do you always tell everybody? That it'll always be in our link in the podcast, right?
Contact us right below. Yep. It'll be in the bio section of this podcast. If you have any questions, please reach out to us. We'll put you into the hands of the person that can take care of you.
Mm-hmm. Who does awesome. Number two work for? That's right. You got it. Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. Well, thanks, Kim. Thanks, everyone, for listening to the Mass MEP Manufacturing Podcast. And we will see you next time.
See you.
Thank you for listening to the Mass MEP Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises.
You can subscribe to our channel anywhere you listen to your podcast, or you can always go to our website at massmep.org.
We'll see you next time, whether it's in
our space,
your space,
or cyberspace.